Hi there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, December 30th. An Owen Sound man faces more than 20 charges after city police responded to a domestic assault incident downtown. Owen Sound police say officers were called to a domestic assault in the 1000 block of 3rd Avenue East Saturday, which led to the arrest of a 47-year-old man. Police say they also searched a residence and seized a large quantity of narcotics with an estimated street value of nearly $50,000. The accused faces a long list of serious drug and weapon charges, as well as robbery, uttering threats, and forcible confinement. Owen Sound police say the 47-year-old man was held in custody pending a bail hearing. To Collingwood, the OPP have made arrests in a series of Christmas thefts. There were almost 20 cases between Christmas Eve and Boxing Day of vehicles being entered. The stolen items include gift cards, cash, bank cards, and tools. A 33-year-old Aurelia man and a 30-year-old from Collingwood were arrested and charged with dozens of criminal offenses. Saugeen Shores Mayor Luke Charbonneau says 2024 was a year that had a few milestone highlights for the town.
Our 25th anniversary this year, so we had that was a big highlight for the year. We put together our time capsule, put together some new heritage driving tours. We had the Lieutenant Governor come and visit us and had a big celebration.
Charbonneau adds there are some major infrastructure projects coming up for the town next year, including Highway 21 through Port Elgin and work on High Street in Southampton. A new aquatic and wellness center in Port Elgin is also expected to be completed and will open sometime in the new year. A Port Elgin restaurant was busy helping ensure people in need were fed over the Christmas holidays. Owner and operator of the Queen's Bar and Grill, Pierre Danini, says nearly 1,700 meals were delivered to people in Saugeen Shores and Saugeen First Nation.
In small communities like ours, the need can sometimes be not so obvious, but it's very much there, always sort of underlying in the under the surface.
On the national news, more pressure over the weekend from within the Liberal Party for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to step down. A New Brunswick MP released a letter from the party's Atlantic caucus yesterday, which says it's no longer tenable for Trudeau to stay on. The letter says Trudeau has left a positive and consequential legacy that could be undone if he refuses to leave. MPs are currently on their Christmas break from the House of Commons until the end of January. And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter died at the age of 100. He served as president from 1977 to 1981. Carter also won a Nobel Peace Prize and was a champion for human rights around the world. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a slightly lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading as indexes kick off their final week of trading for 2024. Coming off a session on Friday, a sell-off where the Dow fell 333 points to 42,992. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank as well, both down more than 1%, while the TSX was off 50 points to 24,796. Bitcoin trading around a half percentage point higher this morning, hovering around 93,700 US. The price of oil is up a quarter point to $70.70 per barrel. Gold slightly lower at $2,630 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 69.55 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Canada shut out Germany 3-0 at the World Juniors. Owen Sound's Carter George hasn't allowed a goal in two games. In the NHL, winners were Montreal, Ottawa, Buffalo, and Detroit. Edmonton and Calgary both lost. PWHL, Ottawa had a victory against New York. In the NFL, Buffalo trounced the Jets. The Bills clinched the number 2 seed in the AFC. The Colts got eliminated after losing to the Giants of all teams. Giants snapped their 10-game losing streak, and fans are mad because it drops them in the draft. The Eagles crushed Dallas and clinched the NFC East. Saquon Barkley became the 9th player ever to rush for 2,000 yards. Washington clinched a playoff spot. Minnesota beat Green Bay. So tonight, Detroit plays the 49ers, but the big game for the Lions is next week when they play the Vikings. The winner of that one gets the NFC's number 1 seed. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack play their final game of 2024 this evening. The Guelph Storm are in town as the Attack will try to avoid a fifth straight loss. That's underway at 7 tonight at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Rain mixed with some flurries this morning, then a chance of showers or flurries throughout the afternoon. A high around 2 today. Tonight, cloudy, chance of flurries or showers and steady near 1. And cloudy tomorrow with a high of 2.